Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 17th November 2020. Top stories for today. Tan Sri Abdul Hamid Badur today confirmed news reports that 1MBB fugitive Joe Lau has been attempting to negotiate with the government for immunity against prosecution since 2018. Abdul Hamid also urged Lau to come out from hiding and return to Malaysia and offer his testimony about the case to the public prosecutor. Al Jazeera had publicly released several leaked audio recordings between May and November 2018 on its website late last night. Lau is denying any wrongdoing in the 1MDB financial scandal, pinning everything on former Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib Razak and claiming the Abu Dhabi government to be complicit in the abuse of the Malaysian sovereign fund. Top Glove today clarified that only 5,700 workers are affected by the Enhanced Movement Control Order, EMCO, placed on several of its hostels and surrounding areas in Klang, as opposed to 13,190 workers, as reported yesterday. Top Glove said the number represents about 27% of its total workforce of 21,000 and that the majority of its employees are not showing any symptoms of COVID-19. The remand order on a woman held for investigation into the odour pollution incident in Sungai Selangor has been extended for one more day until Thursday. Magistrate Nur Hafizah Rajuni also allowed the police application to detain three other male suspects for six more days until November 23rd. President-elect Joe Biden will focus on shaping his core White House team today, while outgoing President Donald Trump passes on with his increasingly tenuous legal fight to reverse his loss in the U.S. election. Several of Biden's senior campaign staff have been discussing their roles in the transition and new administration that takes over on January 20th. Hundreds of Thai royalists in yellow shirts demonstrated outside Parliament today, calling on lawmakers to reject changes to the constitution drawn up by the country's former military junta in response to mounting anti-government protests. Demonstrations were due to be held later by anti-government protesters who are seeking the removal of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, a former army ruler, and reforms to curb the powers of the monarchy. A slightly weakened Hurricane Iota began whipping a remote coastal area of Nicaragua with catastrophic winds and storm surges today, as the region's leaders blamed climate change for destructive weather pushing millions closer to hunger. Iota was due to crash through northeastern Nicaragua's Miskito region overnight, packing maximum sustained winds of 155 miles per hour. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.